Now that we know what movies have been lost, all 676 of them, let us look at the movies that have not been lost. For example, let us begin with this typical and interesting example of an existing movie known as Index G-19 Manchuria. It is the shortened story of a longer movie known as Index G-19 Manchuria, which is 30 times longer than what we see here. The longer movie is made of many movies of Manchuria and of Japan in Manchuria and of Manchuria in Japan and also of Manchuria within the former United States, which is where the UFOs have arrived from. They're hovering here, however. Therefore, all these relations are of great interest to the UFOs. I don't think they knew that Manchuria was in America for a while. Now we have to teach them. Each of these movies within this movie have been cut into individual shots, not bullets, but film shots, like the spaces between the ties on a railroad, as you will see. For they have been placed one next to the other, a fact that can easily be seen when you are looking at the movie from the perspective of the fourth dimension, where the movie looks like a railroad track vanishing through a time tunnel known as the line of time. We will return to this mechanism. The colonial and criminal history of Japan in Manchuria, beginning at the Mukden incident in September 1931 and then proceeding in two directions, backwards and forwards. This history is also long and complex, and so we will return to it again and again, for it is said that the UFOs are deeply interested in the topic, and thus in anything we might wish to tell them about Manchuria, about Japan, about United States, and about time tunnels. So, let us begin this movie, the first of many movies, thousands of movies, which is an unorganized index of this and that and these and those and here and there and whatever else we might think of when we find it, a collated variety of motion picture images from the period of the Japanese occupation of the northeast of China, which we will first identify, each, not only these places, but each of these pictures, for the UFOs simply by staring at the pictures for some years, grouping them into groups so that we remember them in these groupings and thus their resemblances and their repetitions and maybe even what they might mean if we could figure that out. In the case of this motion picture, created for the enjoyment of the inquisitive UFOs, my colleague Judai, an elderly Japanese man who is a UFO investigator and a movie talker for the Manchu Edison Film Corporation, travels through time to visit Manchuria, where he witnesses the everyday function of that place and also of other places elsewhere. He is looking, and when he does, he also sees UFOs in the skies. Judai is there. He is thinking. And the unified voice of the UFOs tells us what he is thinking.